Blackstone Audio presents Scandal on Rincon Hill by Shirley Tallman. In loving memory of our wonderful son, Chris, we will always believe. And, as always, to HP. Chapter 1. The nightmare began early on the morning of Sunday, December 4th. Upon reflection, perhaps I ought to rephrase this statement. By nightmare, I do not refer to the frightening dreams each of us suffers upon occasion. Rather, I am describing the horrific events which sent ripples of fear through the inhabitants of Rincon Hill, nay, through the entire city of San Francisco, shortly before Christmas, in the year of our Lord, 1881. Unarguably, the murder which set the horror in motion that morning was a tragedy, yet none of us could have possibly foreseen the carnage which was yet to follow. I had retired late the previous evening and was in a deep sleep when I was abruptly awakened by an odd noise. I sat bolt upright in my bed, but it was several moments before my groggy mind comprehended the source of that sound. Some fool was throwing rocks at my window. Pushing back my bed covers, I arose, and, without bothering to pull on slippers or robe, hurried across the room to the window facing the west side of the house. I was reaching for the edge of the drapes when another handful of pebbles bounced against the pane. By now thoroughly awake and not a little irritated, I angrily pulled up the sash. Below me, a pool of light emanated from a kerosene lantern held aloft by the dark figure of a man. Regarding him in some surprise, I realized he appeared to be wearing the dark blue frock coat, appearing nearly black in the dim light.